Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is May 21st, 2018. It's Monday morning, 5:30 in LA. So wherever you are, it's 5:30 in the morning here. Still pretty dark out, but I did want to say, what a great day already. Everything on Blog Talk worked today. I got in the studio, I got in chat, just like nothing ever happened that didn't work. So that's got to be something to be said for that. And today's show, I have to say, it's watching a person, a human being, a soul, fight themselves, have to fight themselves, just to feel at par, just to feel normal for the day. And wake up every day fighting this voice in their head that beats them up, and they let it. And it never occurs to us that we can fight back. And sometimes, because I talk so much about love, and so much about solving things, that I just hope, because I fought these wars every day, and I got better and better at it over time, to the point where when something happens, I'm like, where did I get that thought from? That thought wasn't even mine. And yet, that thought has bugged the heck out of me. And it ruled my day. And it took me down in the middle of a work day because it becomes obsessive where it won't stop. And I do want to preface before we start today's show, if it happens regularly and you have an issue that deals with your physical chemicals where it just shoots down or something like that, that's another issue you need to get help in some way to deal with that, because that is something that you may or may not be able to control, and maybe you can. But that little loop, that little voice in the head that keeps telling you things are hard, they're really hard, and you know, you're fighting up a hill every single day, you're walking up this hill all by yourself, you're tired, nobody cares about you. And you start running that tape, everything feels blurry and just hard to reach. But self-talk, self-care, paying attention to what's being said, asking yourself if it's real, alone can change everything around you. And I really had to think about this because I had, you know, people close to me who know better, who could not access themselves. And I couldn't understand how they couldn't. How could you know that this happens to you? How could you know it's coming and not be able to fight it? How could that not have gotten better over the years? And one of the answers I got were, well, it's not that it didn't get better. I'm better than I used to be. But it still takes me down. And I can tell by a text I may receive from someone, by a comment I may get on one of the social medias, that where that mind is coming from It's coming from a very heavy place. And I realize that our greatest work we could ever do for ourselves is to fight back that voice in our heads. It's almost like a different person. It is the bully. But it's more prevalent in some people than others, although it's prevalent in everyone at some point. It's how you learn to talk back to that voice, how you learn to support yourself over and above that coming in and trying to rob you of your day. Getting robbed. It just walks in and decides that you're not going to be able to be strong enough to fight it that day, and it will fight you. But taking care of yourself in all of that and fighting what wants to take over your day, if that's happening every single day, you need to have some kind of support closer to you, at least in the beginning, of how to face this, whether it's a friend, whether it's a therapist, a parent, a brother or a sister. Don't isolate yourself in a room and not leave and let it consume you and not talk about it, because then it has won. Or wait another day and hope it doesn't come back and let it just take over for the day of these sad feelings, these hard feelings, these very mean feelings at times. And the way to do it is when you're feeling good, to come up with a plan of how you will take care of yourself when you really fall. Because that gives the fall, believe it or not. Because imagine when you're feeling good and you go, hey, you know what? When I fall like that, you know, that's going to happen again. Just prepare yourself. It's going to happen again. That voice in my head is going to decide that Monday morning, right when I start to work, and I'm really excited about getting going, all of a sudden, I'm going to fall. And this is what I'm going to say back. I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I was really feeling good the other day, and I knew you were going to show up. It's already a higher energy exchange, just saying that. And I'm glad you showed up, because today I can actually tell you, you're not even mine. And you can leave. And the only reason why you stayed before was because I didn't know enough to tell you you couldn't. But I don't need an excuse today to avoid my life. What is it I'm trying to avoid? I'm not really sure yet, but I'm working on it. And I'm putting you, voice that takes away from me, on notice. And you would think for a minute that sounds kind of corny, but you got to fight it. You have to fight it. We get lost in this world of feeling like everything is stronger than us, everything is bigger than us, everything's moving with or without us. And we figure no one will notice that we just dropped out of sight for a few days because we're down. But everybody notices, even the two people that might call you every day or the five people that might call you every day, inner circle. But not allowing that voice to be what you lead with Let it come in. Bring it on. But put it in its place. Sometimes when everything is going really good, you think, oh, what's going to happen? Sometimes when things aren't going good, you feel like you can never get out of it. One person told me that, you know, when she's just working, all of a sudden she'll feel this feeling that just makes her feel like, oh my God, I'm getting anxious. I'm starting to feel bad. Oh no, here goes a couple of days. And I thought, how? How have you been doing that? And she said, I don't know, but my quality of life is horrible. And I thought, well, what can you do? Well, I won't take medication. I said, well, this isn't a fight about taking medication. How do you feel every day, and why do you allow yourself to feel this horribly every day? That's not fair to you. Every day you're living is taken away. That's not living. And how do you keep coming back where you let it just roll right over you? Well, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I don't have this. And I'm like, no, stop. It's not about what you don't have. It's about what you're not doing, about what you do have. When you don't take action, when you don't fix things along the way, when you wait on things until they pile up before you clean, you are definitely going to feel defeated. Part of fighting yourself, part of getting out of that loop that keeps on turning you around, care of yourself physically as well. Get up and shower. Clean your surroundings. Make sure you take care of your car and you fix your car and it's runnable and you can get places. When you find yourself having an excuse that nobody else has to stop your life from being something you can enjoy, you have to acknowledge the fact that it's your hand that's in it, that's not allowing you to enjoy your life. It's why Christ said, when you want to solve something, clean something. Because it's really hard to get down on yourself when you're taking care of your surroundings. Just taking care of it. And sometimes that feels like a huge thing. It's easy to sulk when nothing's taken care around you and then feel bad that nobody's helping you. And then feel even worse that all the friends you have, you are now saying you don't have any friends. Nobody cares about you. And then you take it to another stage where you just have to go to sleep and sleep the day away so that you don't feel. But you still have work to do, and you still have to pay bills, and you still have to create a world that takes care of you. How do you fight yourself back? And the first answer is start to take care of yourself so that you have a self, so that you know that the self you have is there. There's someone, same person, over and over again, who writes me in my inbox on Facebook and periodically will tell me, I want to kill myself. And I have to say, she hasn't. I know she will not. Because it's not herself she wants to kill those feelings. So I had to tell her, it's not you you want to kill. It's those feelings that you're too scared to attack, but you're willing to kill yourself over having those feelings, over facing those feelings. You're willing to go through all the trouble it takes. And it's not easy to harm yourself to a point where you no longer exist over facing these feelings. That's how deep the inability could go to not face what bothers us. You have nothing to lose when you try. Nothing. Yet we build it up in our heads, this imaginary tale. I mean, if you were to watch it as a movie, it'd be a pretty dark movie. But the minute you talk back to it, it has to respond in some way. If you can just say matter-of-factly, oh, you showed up today. I wonder why today I must be doing well. And you came to challenge me. It's on. And you're going to realize you don't need it. Because what I found with the woman who said the feeling comes and it takes her over and then it just lifts, well, that comes from the outside in. It just attacks the vulnerabilities on the inside. And instead of falling victim to it and splattering on the ground, find a way to talk back. Yourself, the knowledge, the tools that tell you you can talk back. Imagine it being another person standing in front of you saying what it's saying. What would you say to the person? You'd fight that person just like you would fight yourself. But because it's not a person and it's a feeling, and we might get confused that we think it's a part of us and it's not, then it can take over easily without us fighting back. But never, ever forget that the energy of love, strongest energy we have. And the fact that we have it and we don't use it is why this can happen. But when you face anything with love, I don't care what it is, it will change what's happening. If you cleaned your room, if you cleaned out your car, if you got to work on time, if you got everywhere else on time, you started to even leave early, now you're in control of you. Instead of every single thing being a big deal and a big story, well, I couldn't get here on time, and whatever. Well, you could have left early. Could have. Just like you could have gotten there on time, you could have left early. You could have had a good day if you would have talked back to that voice. You could have gotten your work done if you put the time in. You could have gone for a walk if you walked out of the door. We could have done anything and everything if we gave ourselves the time to forethink it before it got us. But if we're just laying there upset that we're not doing what we know we want to do today, and then that voice comes in, that's a double whammy because now we feel we deserve that voice. And when we feel we deserve that voice, we just let it do what it needs to do. And then we chalk it up to another bad day in your life. But that's not okay by any means. And we know it. So if we keep waking up saying, wow, I couldn't even fight for me. And I didn't take care of the things I want to take. Wow, I must really be bad. I better have a really equally good excuse. Oh, well, you see, I was down with depression. Depression. Christ defines depression as when our passion is squashed. Fighting for ourselves is the only fight we really have ever had. Because once we fought for ourselves, once we get out of the loop of having this very convenient reason or excuse. I see in the chat, Francis writes, can that voice be an echo of constant criticisms from a younger age? It is definitely that voice. Because what happens is when we're younger, we don't have the tools to fight back, so it got to be stronger. When I heard that in myself, in the very beginning, when I saw Christ, I used to say, oh, wait a minute, and I consciously would say it. I don't think that anymore. I already know that's not true. I don't think it anymore. And then it was just like gone. I forgot about it. I just went on and did what I was doing. But I found out the important thing was to keep doing things. Because the more you do and you feel great and accomplished, that voice shrinks and shrinks and shrinks. And if you find that you're not doing the things you want to do because of that voice, now it's time to revisit your skills in facing it. There's something about using the knowledge we have. We all know better when something like that comes in our minds that something's wrong. It's not even ours, but it's attacking us. And you have to look at it as an attack. Because when you look at it as an attack, now you can have a reason to fight it back. And say, wait a second. I've worked way too hard for you to just walk in and hijack my day. I have things I want to do today, and I'm going to do them. I don't need, operative word, you today. Because it starts out subtle. It just doesn't come in guns a-blazing. It's like after a full night's sleep, it starts out with, oh, you feel tired today. Oh, you're tired today. Take it easy. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, yeah, you know what? I don't really have that much to do today. You're like rationalizing, right? I don't have that much to do today, and it's kind of a quiet day, and I don't have appointments. So, yeah, you're right. I'm going to take it easy. And then you take it easy. Now you're taking it easy, and it says, wow, you know, when are you going to get this done? And when are you going to get that done? You really kind of had some things to do today, but, oh, it's okay. Don't do them. And so now you're feeling like a little, like, oh, wow, I should be, but I'm not. And it's okay. And I can catch up tomorrow. Then it comes in and says, well, you know what? You've always kind of been a loser. You've always, you know, put things off and didn't do what you were supposed to do. And it starts getting harder and harder. You know, it starts throwing harder punches. And by now you're getting compromised. And then before you know it, you just feel awful about yourself and you don't even know why exactly. Like a funny thing to do for me. And then I do it. I have this little routine. I come and I set up the computer and I run to the restroom. I come back, computer's already loaded. And I just start. I can easily find an excuse every day. Oh, it's so hard to wake up at 5 in the morning. Oh, it's so hard to do this. I could do that all day long. But I don't want to. Instead, I wake up and I go, oh, wow, my topic is that voice in the head today. Glad we're going to talk about that. Shut it down. easy to say, hard to do. Okay, what do you say after that? Well, be prepared. It's coming. And your preparation is to know that. Talk about it. When you feel it's got another thing coming. Now, when you start thinking like that, even listening to me talk like that, makes you feel a sense of, hey, you know what? I have a voice in this too. Why are you letting me attack me from the inside out and from the outside in, and I don't even feel like I have ammunition to take ownership? Fight for me. Not let anything else get in my way. Because we can. And people do every day. Other people figure this out over time. And to someone else, you are other people. That's why we love success stories, because deep inside, we know that that person won the internal fight. Keeping your faith essential in your ability is what does it. I can. I will. I'm going to. When it shows up again, put it on notice. But hey, you know what? It may show up again very soon. And this time I'm going to show up too. Now it's a battle. And it's going to feel like a battle in the beginning. It's going to feel stronger than you in the beginning. One more time. When you fight back, you will win. Fighting back, you will win. Just hearing your voice speak on your behalf for you, you will win. Just knowing when you wake up in the morning that you're going to have a good day. You don't care what shows up. You will win. You will always win when you fight for yourself. You will always win. You guys, I'm running out of time. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday. Have a great beginning of the week. I love you guys so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.